News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
If you're looking ahead to the weekend and thinking it might be nice to go for a bit of a spin, well, Nicola Brady has the answer to where you might go, because she has compiled a book giving the definitive list of Irish and guides too of Irish road trips. Nicola, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am very good. Let's start with one of my personal favourites, because you have it in it. It is up in the northeast, in and around the Glens and up the Causeway Coast. What is to recommend the Causeway Coast?
I only just did this again recently and remembered just how gorgeous that stretch of road is. Like, it really is just so stunning. That road really hugs that shoreline. I've just seen as well, the Gobbins has reopened. Have you been to the Gobbins?
No. Is that the Game of Thrones road?
No, it's the one, it's the sort of Victorian cliff pass just outside Belfast. It's one of the first things you hit on the Causeway Coast Drive. And they redid it, I think, in 2015. They've had rockfall, so it's been closed for a while. But you've got the sort of the traditional path, and then you've got a metal sort of trail that goes alongside. You can see the puffins there at this time of year. It's just stunning.
Now, I know that everybody in Kerry will be saying, look, we have this boxed off and we're the best and all the rest of it. So let's put them to the last. What about the west, out past Uachtarnamh and around Connemara?
See, that's one of my favourite road trips ever. And I used to live in the sort of Sligo Leitrim area. So for years, I was sort of saying, ugh, Kerry thinks it's so great. It's only when I went like 10, 15 years ago, that I was like, okay, I will admit that Kerry is beautiful. But all around Uachtarnamh is just stunning. That road, especially if you catch it, I love it in sort of February or November time. I don't know if I'd fancy it so much July and August when it gets really hectic. But just seeing those little lake islands, the great one that we all know with the trees that has the perfect reflection. It's just so stunning. And then right at the start in Uachtarnamh, you can go into Sullivan's Grocery, and it's the most amazing little farm shop. Great, like focaccia breads, things to get for a picnic. So that's one of the best roads ever.
And you're recommending Uachtarnamh, Mam Cross, Áit Chlainn, and then back Letterfrack, Cleggan.
Yeah, I've done a kind of 3-day loop for this. So what we wanted to do with the book, it's really make it a pick and choose. So if you want to do like a half a day road trip, you can. This one's 3 days, but you can pick and choose whatever you like. But I think the main thing is, like, we're not covering the same ground that you would be on like a massive American road trip. Like, you want to allow time to get distracted and see the little farm shop and go in, see a sauna that's at the side of the road at the beach, find out about a new swim. And really just let yourself have enough time so you're not in the car for the whole day, you know.
And if you are living in the capital and you are thinking, well, it is going to take me 4 hours to get anywhere worth driving around, you dispel that myth as well. You're selling Rush, Lusk and Skerry's hard.
Yeah, I think we're kind of sleeping on that corner of Dublin. And it is just so beautiful. You can get out there easily enough. And just there's loads going on, especially in Skerry's. They've got the weekly market going on in Skerry's. There's new food things popping up. There's new saunas. You can get out on that road and you don't have to go that far before you're exploring something amazing on your doorstep.
What then about the Battle of the Gaps? Because we have Dunloe and we have Wicklow. Which one takes the title?
Oh, no. I mean, it depends on ease, doesn't it? Gap of Dunloe, like I said, resisted it for so long, and you're there and you're like, this really is the most incredible scenery. Now, it all depends on where you're starting from, because it is a trek to get there if you're going from Dublin. And to be honest, in both, you can kind of get caught up in the summer rush of coach trips. So I'd say it does depend on the time of the year and where you're starting from. But both are gorgeous, like, let's face it.
And there are loads more in the book, all detailed. And what's nice is that they are off the beaten track, but connect to some of the best spots to stop for either food or for tourism. Nicola, thank you very much for coming on. That is author and travel writer Nicola Brady. And the title of the book is Great Irish Road Trips.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.